Hello, Radio World. Welcome to Lost Worlds in Distant Places here on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. This is your host, Alice. I'm usually here every third Sunday at 3:30 PM Eastern Time, but this month is a little different and I'm now here on Saturday, I think it's the fourth Saturday, at 10 a.m. You may know if you've heard Lost Worlds in Distant Places before, or if you've been here before, the program is different every time, but because we're in a different time slot, it's gonna be extra different this month. It runs for 30 minutes always, and it's usually made with listener submissions, field recordings, found in archival sound, and I think that's it. So thanks so much for being here. This month is also extra special because it's the pledge drive here at WGXC, and because I have a special guest with me helping to do today's program. My special guest is Lynn Avery. So welcome to Lost Worlds in Distant Places.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here in the radio waves.
Isn't it cool to be able to talk to people in this way?
I feel like I can reach out to you, but I wonder if you're reaching back out to me. It's kind of fun. I feel like I'm spreading out my voice over all of the hills, all the hillsides of the valley.
And that also kind of relates to the pledge drive this month, which is, the goal is to expand the Catskill studio, and the vision is to support building the space, to expand the space as a place for more community programming, workshops, in-studio performances, and more. So we're trying to raise funds for that. And I think it's really important just because community radio is really essential, and I love WGXC. I love that it's an accessible way to get so many different voices out there and to create community and get away from algorithms that make everyone like listen to the same thing, which I think can be scary. And I feel really grateful to be able to have Lost Worlds in Distant Places on this station, and also to be able to listen to so many cool different things that are broadcast on WGXC. One thing that I really enjoy is the Radio Art Archive, which is also broadcast through the Radio Art Hour, and it's an archive of so much radio art recently made and also made just throughout time, and it's available online. And I could just spend online through WGXC and Waveform, and I could just spend hours going through it, and it's really inspiring, and I'm just so happy that it exists. I think it's really important, and I love it. And another thing that I really love is the Wavefarm radio app, which has many features, but one of them is the ability to access the Art Park streams. And one of my favorite parts of the Art Park streams to listen to is the Pond Station, where you can tune in to a live stream of the pond. I find it very grounding and makes me feel like I'm there. And yeah, those are just some things I love. There's many more. I would love to keep it going, and I'm excited for the Catskill Studio to expand, and would love for you to help us with that.
Yeah, and your donations are actually tax deductible. Kind of cool.
Some ways you can actually donate are by phone, by calling the number 518-622-2598, extension 2. You can also donate online at wgxc.org/donate. And a third option is mailing in your donation to WGXC CO Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Accra, New York 12405. We really appreciate all of your support in keeping WGXC on air, online, and on Main Street. Thanks again for listening. This is Alice once again, and you're listening right now to Lost Worlds in Distant Places, and I'm here with my guest, Lynn Avery. So for today's episode, we will be reading you Wikipedia articles. I was like, why not just read some Wikipedia and learn some facts together today? I thought it could be fun. And in the spirit of community radio and talking about the pledge drive and WGXC, I'm gonna start by reading community radio Wikipedia. So community radio is a radio service offering a third model of radio broadcasting in addition to commercial and public broadcasting. Community stations serve geographic communities and communities of interest. They broadcast content that is popular and relevant to a local, specific audience, but is often overlooked by commercial or mass media broadcasters. Community radio stations are operated, owned, and influenced by the communities they serve. They are generally nonprofit and provide a mechanism for enabling individuals, groups, and communities to tell their own stories, to share experiences, and in a media-rich world, to become creators and contributors of media. In many parts of the world, community radio acts as a vehicle for the community and voluntary sector, civil society, agencies, and citizens to work in partnership to further community development aims in addition to broadcasting. There is legally defined community radio as a distinct broadcasting sector. In many countries, such as France, Argentina, South Africa, Australia, and Ireland, much of the legislation has included phrases such as social benefit, social objectives, and social gain as part of the definition. Community radio has developed differently in different countries, and the term has somewhat different meanings in the UK, Ireland, the United States, Canada, and Australia, where freedom of speech laws and de facto realities differ. I also just want to disclaim that we don't always know how accurate Wikipedia is, but it's still fun to read, in my opinion. Do you agree?
I love Wikipedia. I have a Wikipedia hat.
Read, and I also just like, one of my favorite things to do, I'm also like, I don't want this, I hope this doesn't seem like an ad for Wikipedia, because it's not.
This is a pledge drive for community radio, not Wikipedia.
No, but something I like about being on the internet in general is like going down a hole and reading one thing or like researching one thing, and then I guess this is just like research, not necessarily internet research, is reading about one thing and then it kind of sparks something else and then you go down a different hole.
Yeah, one example I can think of is how you were telling me about this really cool Italian pirate radio from the 1970s, which has a Wikipedia page. It's called Radio Alice, or Radio Alice. As soon as you sent it to me, I started going down all of these rabbit holes about the radio station. It just seems so in line with so many of the things that you talk about on this channel, but also just not on this channel, on this,
in this world.
In this world. And just how far you, what you can do on these radio waves. But that led me down this rabbit hole of discovering that there was actually an entire, another movement called Telestreet, which was this movement to set up free TV stations in different metropolitan areas in Italy. It has the tiniest Wikipedia page. There's really only like four sentences written about it. But it's just crazy that it seems like this tiny little movement in the early 2000s I would have been able to discover through this other connection. Wikipedia.
What does the page tell us about it? And what is it called?
It's called Telestreet. All I can really tell is that it's just a bunch of micro TV stations that broadcast only a few hours a day within a range of 200 meters. Which, if you think about that, that's, well, that's not very far at all. It's tiny compared to the reach of this show right now.
That's so cool. I've never heard of that before. Telestreet.
It's a sort of community focused ideology to media and putting the power of the radio waves and the television waves back into the very people who are watching and listening right now.
Yeah.
That I think is really cool.
Yeah, I agree. Weren't you also telling me about this play that was, like, written about the Italian radio show?
Yeah, there was also a whole dramatic movie from Italy that was made about the actual events of Radio Alice, the pirate radio station in 1970s in Italy.
What did that entail? And what is it called?
The movie is called Working Slowly, parentheses Radio Alice. I haven't seen the movie yet, but now I know that there is a movie about this radio station, which is pretty cool.
That's so cool. I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, maybe one day someone will make a movie about this radio station.
Once again, you are listening to Lost Worlds and Distant Places here on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. I'm your host, Alice, and I have a guest here today, Lynn Avery, and it's a bit of a different episode this month because we're in a different time slot, so we're not quite in Lost Worlds, and so you're getting a different version, and we're in like a parallel universe Lost Worlds. And so that means we are just reading Wikipedia articles and talking about them. Right?
Yeah, it feels like a much more grounded version of Lost Worlds. Maybe because I'm here and I have such a Virgo grounding energy. I'm making the show that's usually about, you know, wandering through a forest until you run into a party and then finding someone and getting invited to go to the memory pool and listen to people's memories through another world on the radio. But here we are in another world that's a little bit more grounded and factual. But at the same time, exciting and almost feeling like you're exploring, like you're really out on the, you know, hopping between different worlds.
And the internet. That just reminded me, I did want to mention that someone, a listener, actually tuned in to Lost Worlds in their dream recently, and they were able to broadcast from their dream, and they told me what I said in the dream, which was very cool. And apparently, in order to broadcast in the dream, or to tune in the dream, they had to like line up a bunch of seashells, and then they were able to tune in. And I feel like that's like one of the coolest things I've ever heard. And it also inspired me that one of the coming episodes we will be broadcasting from dreams. So stay tuned for that. This is all stuff that you can hear because of WGXC. And like I mentioned in the beginning of this program, we're in the middle of a pledge drive, which is very exciting, and we're looking for support specifically we're looking for donations to expand the Catskill studio so that there can just be more space and workshops, events, community events, all these kinds of things. And I'll tell you one more time, listeners, how you can support this pledge drive. If you're interested, you can call in You can call the number 518-622-2598, extension 2. You can donate online at wgxc.org/donate. And you can also mail in a donation to WGXC CO Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Accra, New York, 12405. Thank you so much for supporting the station. We really appreciate it. When you go online to that link, I'll say it again just in case, wgxc.org/donate. You can also learn more about the fundraiser. Okay, from here, also listeners, just to catch you up to speed, me and my guest, Lynn, have been reading Wikipedia articles and talking about them for this episode. And I stated before, but usually Lost Worlds in Distant Places, the program you're currently listening to, is the third Sunday of the month. But because it's in a different time slot this month, it's different because it's just not the same world. It's a different time. So it exists differently. But all of this to say, we're going to read something else or talk about something else. But where do we go from here? Do you have any ideas, Lynn?
I was reading the Wikipedia article for a song I like called Ikea Guinea by the Cocteau Twins.
What were you reading about it?
Well, there's not a lot on it, but I thought something funny was that there's a little blurb about the meaning of the title, which is spelled Aikea-Guinea. And the section on the meaning of those two words, Ikea Guinea, is according to Robin Guthrie, who is a member of the Cocteau Twins, the word Ikea Guinea is a Scottish colloquialism for a seashell, which kind of ties into what you were saying about using seashells to tap,
to tune in.
But I also thought it was funny that rather than saying simply the word is, Scottish for a seashell, it's just according to this one guy.
So we don't know if that's like just something he decided or if that's true, right?
Yeah, it could be entirely made up, or it could be just some really unwritten truth somewhere in Scotland.
I guess that's the thing about this website, too. You never really know, but that's also some of the fun. That brings me to talk about shells in general. It leads me to think more about shells and the word conchology, which is the study of mollusk shells. It includes the study of terrestrial and freshwater mollusk shells, as well as seashells, and extends to the study of a gastropod's operculum. And I also want to say that this differs from shell collecting, The term shell collector and conchologist can be regarded as two distinct categories. Not all shell collectors are conchologists. I'm also like, is it pronounced conchologist? I feel like it might be, but who's to say? I'm sure someone out there listening knows. But some are primarily concerned with the aesthetic value of the shells instead of their scientific study. It is also true that not all conchologists are shell collectors. This type of research only requires access to private or institutional shell collections. There is some debate in the conchological community with some people regarding all shell collectors as conchologists.
There are a number of clubs or societies which consist of people who are united by a shared interest in shells. In the United States, these clubs are more common in southerly coastal areas, but the fact that...
Such as Florida.
Such a club can exist where shell collectors can meet others who share their interest is such a cool thing.
I love clubs. I love shared interests. It's so fun. It's so fun to talk to other people that are interested in the same thing. It's also fun to talk to anyone about anything they're interested in, because you always learn something new. And I also think it's like exciting when people are passionate about things. I feel like we're nearing our end. That was a fun journey through the internet, and I hope that you listeners were enjoying it as well. I hope it wasn't too boring. At least, I hope it was meditative. And I guess that's all we really have to say. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lost Worlds and Distant Places. Thanks, Lynn, for joining me here today.
Thank you, Alice, for having me.
Thanks for listening.